The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 23, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Like if you want to give me some food to eat, so you should give me to my mouth, not to my rectum.
But we are doing it now.
We are giving anima, nutrient anima in America. He says that don't give this thing to him because
no,
you have got plenty of argument.
To give one food, there is only one mouth. You cannot say because there are so many holes, any hole.
No, but that is not the real, I mean, the real argument that you give is all right, yeah. But my question is...
Abhidhi Purva.
No, but they
that
are...
That is Abhidhi Purva.
Abhidhi Purva. But also still they are worshipping you.
Everyone is part and parcel of God. But everyone is not God. That is the way. That is any whole of my body, that is my body. But when food is to be taken, it is only this, not another, other whole. That is it. You are saying that... Yes, when you...
But it is not the nutrient is going there to you also. Why do you worry about it?
When the...
You can give it in the vein also.
No. That is not the way. That is Abhidhi Purva.
But that's when there is some disease.
It is going to help you.
Listen, that is why I say, disease or no disease, it is going to help your body and give you nutrient, even given by intravenously or by rectum or by mouth, by any way. But we are going through... He is going...
This is for the nonsense. You see?
I mean, the nonsense.
No. If the way is this, that food should be taken in the mouth.
But this is all. This is what is said by Krishna, by himself in Bhagavad Gita.
No. Abhidhi Purva. Everything is seva, but Abhidhi Purva.
That
Kamsa. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna all right, but he is not a devotee. Abhidhi
Purva. He was not a bhakta, he was an enemy.
Therefore, he was thinking of Krishna, but still he is not a devotee.
But here is the question of devotee. Ye pi anya devata bhakta bhajante maam abhidhi purva. Devata bhakta, they are bhaktas, not enemies.
Bhakta, one who worships God, he is a bhakta. Just like sometimes you have to go to the chief minister through his chaprasi. But the chaprasi is not the chief minister.
That's right. But the chief minister gets pleased through the chaprasi. All right.
But if you say...
Sir, my argument is this, huh? This is the argument.
No, this is the wrong argument. You see, just like our Sadaji was last, he was...
Now, how would it be wrong argument, sir? We are following the same process. We collected those pools of politicians.
Commissioner is not the politician.
Are he
why do you mix
Krishna
today?
Was never a politician. He was a...
This is a wrong theory. This is wrong theory. You can approach somebody through somebody, but they are two individual persons.
I am the enjoyer of all the yagnas, whatever and whomever you are being. How would you say
that? The king is the proprietor of all taxes. But he is not a tax collector.
Ranga Chandubhai, come here.
The king is the proprietor.
Aham hisaro bhoktanam bhoktahi parmeshwar.
Just like the king. And there are many tax collectors.
Yes.
The tax goes to the king.
Yes, king, yes.
It does not belong to the tax collector.
Correct.
Hare Krishna. Nahang teshu avasthita.
Correct. So here, you transcend them.
Yeah, everything is connected with me, but I am not that.
Yes, yes. That is, but more than that.
Yes.
Nato sarva bhutani masthani iti.
Ah.
He is much more.
Nobody can exist without Krishna. But that doesn't mean everybody is.
But there is nobody other than Krishna. As I am reading the Bhagavad today, everything is emanating from Krishna. Even your jivas are part and parcel of Krishna. So
yes, that does mean Krishna is jiva.
He is evolved from everything. Nothing can exist without Krishna.
That's all right. That's all right.
If that is the real thing, then, I mean, any other dev being worshipped by Krishna,
like everything is material energy. But that does not mean this land is the sea.
At the end,
that
land
is
nonsense.
That is nonsense.
No, it is not nonsense.
Everything is material.
Everything is material. Yes. If you say, then the land and the sea is the same.
Yes.
That is nonsense.
It is not nonsense and argument. Yes, I am not giving you the argument.
No. It is
stool and sweet rice.
As a scientist, I'll tell you. You break the atom.
I'm a scientist.
Please.
No. I cannot hear this nonsense.
You don't hear that, there will be no...
No. There cannot be. If you say the sea and the land is the same, this is completely nonsense.
In this present circumstances, you change
any circumstances.
Any circumstances.
You cannot say, we say that this is matter, but you cannot say that land is water is land. You cannot say that.
Would you please give me
everything is matter, that is all
that. That's right. That is what I want to say.
That I admit.
That is what I was going to say.
That I admit.
Yes.
That is the difficulty of the Mayavadi. They cannot distinguish the varieties.
Land has evolved from...
Yes. The Mayavadi...
The question of matter is evolved from Maya. So we are Mayavadis, all of you, you and me. Yes, because
Maya,
we are talking of Maya.
Maya means Shakti. Maya means Shakti.
That's it. Yes. Then Shakti is of God.
Yes.
Nothing can happen without the Shakti. Nothing can happen
that's
without
all
the energy.
But
if you can't move your...
But you cannot avoid the varieties.
But variety produced.
Just like in your body, this is your head, this is your hand. Everything is body. But if you say, everything is body, what is this nonsense?
How can it be nonsense?
It is nonsense. Why there is separate name? This is head, this is hand, this is leg.
When this thing, whole body was in the embryo.
It is called unity in varieties. That is called.
Shall I speak?
Yes. Yeah. But you cannot say the head and the leg is the same. You cannot say that.
But shall I talk it now? When this body was being manufactured in the embryo, in the womb...
I know that. You don't require... I know that. Yes. It is matter. But it becomes variety.
It was not matter then even. There was also inside. Yes. In the seed, there is all the banyan tree.
But they manifested into varieties. After sex intercourse, the two seminars is emulsified and it becomes like a tree. And it develops into different parts of the body.
But what I am coming to this point is that...
But you cannot...
Even in Upanishad, from a small seed, big banyan tree has come out. Vatsa Sadasva.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
That's all right.
So seed is the real thing. And that seed is Krishna. So everything is Krishna. So
again, everything is Krishna. Again,
so there is no...
Same nonsense. Krishna says, I am not that. Mastani sarva bhutani. Naham teshu abhasthi.
Nato masthani bhutani paschame ishvaram.
Yeah. So there is...
There is a correction in the second slope only.
No, it is not correction. It is correction because we fools, we cannot understand, yes, clearly. Although everything exists in me, I am not everything.
Still everything exists in me. Paschame... what is that? Yoga ishvaram.
Just like in this hotel, there are so many furniture, so many rooms. If you say everything is hotel, what is this nonsense?
But without furniture, hotel cannot be. Without building, hotel cannot be. Without this,
but
all
why
the parts,
say it is all furniture?
The body cannot be.
No, this is my less intelligent.
That is what I am.
Yeah.
I want to
say the furniture hotel. That means less intelligent.
If there is no take out the furniture, hotel will not be there.
That's all right. But you cannot say furniture is the hotel.
I am arguing like a Buddha.
You cannot say that.
But then that is also an argument.
That is nonsense argument. Hotel is
furniture. You are acting like... Yes, it is illusion.
Guru purposely made those.
You cannot say everything is hotel. The furniture is hotel, the man is hotel, the food is hotel. What is it? There must be variety.
So you have gone on the top of the tree. We are trying to be from the root.
But you do not know how the root is manifested. That's why
the root is. I am very less intelligent. I have no intelligence. The root is manufactured from the seed.
That's all that everyone knows.
That we are going to
but
the
you
seed
cannot say
and not to the top of
you it. Cannot say when the tree is grown. You cannot say the leaf is also root, the fruit is also root, the trunk is also root. This is nonsense.
This is what the Veda the
no,
Veda,
no,
Veda
that
Veda
does not say. Veda is not so nonsense.
You understand it differently, I understand it.
How you can say everything is this? There is variety. This is called Achinta Bhedavetattva philosophy. Simultaneously one and different. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta Bhedavet. Simultaneously one and different.
There is a philosophy.
Yeah, just like the same example. The water is matter. And this is also matter. As matter, they are one. But as water, it is different. As land, it is different. This is simultaneously one and different.
Yeah.
Thinking of Veda.
Yes. You are saying think that is your deficiency.
No, no, I will try to understand your Veda also, but Abheda is more important for the present for me.
No. That means you are less.
I don't mind becoming the least, why less?
But you should come to this. There is, in the Veda, the Abheda, there is Veda. In the Abheda, it is very simple thing. That my hand is not different from my body, but still hand is not body. A child can understand.
But the child, when the child grows, he does not understand it. That is the misfortune of this.
That is
Mayavad. Mayavad, no?
Yes, that is Mayavad. Achinta, this is right philosophy. Achinta Vidava. At this present moment, we cannot think of how one thing is simultaneously one and different. Therefore, it is Achinta. Still, when I'm
I began or have come up to beginning and restart with you when you are here.
When Bhagavat is compared with the body of Krishna. And Krishna worship begins from the feet.
I started and come up to his mouth.
That is Avidhi Purvakam.
Let me do it for Avidhi Purvakam, then I will do it with
you. Then you'll never understand.
You were saying last night.
Mayavadam asat shastram prachannam buddham uchyate prachannam buddham uchyate.
You call prachann, but I am open Buddha now today for the sake of argument. Let me understand it. There are various ways you can argue about a thing, and God cannot be approached by argument. But we are trying to do a nonsense.
Is, you are not submissive. Therefore, you do not understand.
No, I am extremely submissive. I cannot submit without understanding. That is what I was taught in my school.
But you should not, because you do not submit, therefore do not understand.
But I will not submit till I understand.
No. That vidhi pranipate, no. Pranipat, first of all pranipat.
I am always doing pranipat. I am doing pranipat to you. Do you think I am disrespecting you? If you take, pardon me.
No. It is not the question of disrespecting, but there is a full surrender. You think that you know better than me.
I don't think so.
Yes.
No, that
therefore
is not.
You talk about
No, if you go away with that, I will not talk from tomorrow.
No.
I want to learn myself.
But that will be very good. If you don't talk simply here, it will benefit you.
Achala. Now, you don't talk then. When I try to hear you talk about the Janasangh people.
You simply hear.
All right.
Don't
better.
Talk.
Achha.
Then you'll understand.
And then when I want to make you talk, what will I do?
But your habit is, as soon as you begin to talk, immediately you talk.
Yes.
Without hearing. Therefore, you do not understand.
I think, what way I will make you talk? You tell me the way I will
and
make you talk.
And he will hear first of all.
Achha, let us hear.
Then I hear simply, patient. Then if you cannot understand, you will inquire. Not that you will think, I know better than him. Therefore, I shall talk. It will never help you to understand.
Well, if you run away with that idea that I am thinking like this, is wrong.
No. You are habituated to think.
I am habituated. Habit is habit. But I have got all respect for you. Don't say that I am.
I know that.
Don't say that I am disrespecting you.
And therefore, I am pointing out your defects.
That's all right. I am prepared to correct it. But you keep mum. If I don't excite you, don't speak. So which way I shall excite you?
No. There is no question of excitement. When you put a question, I shall answer it from the shastra. That's why it is any child can understand. If I ask a child, what is this hand? What is this head? What is this leg? Does he say body? So you are speaking less than a child.
That is what I am. That is what I am.
Yeah. Any child, if asking, my dear child, what is this? He will say, it is hand. What is this? It is head. What is this leg? Does he say all body? You are speaking like that.
Right. Shall I speak?
Yeah.
Shall I be here?
No. Don't.
That is the right way.
Any gentleman say, is it right? If I ask a child, what is this? What do you say? It is head. Will he say it is head? Then you are speaking like less than a child.
That is what I am.
Yes. Come on, Mr. Shah.
No, he will not say anything because he's a baniya. He will reserve his opinion.
With all these
Arjuna, in the beginning he was arguing. But when he saw it is useless, he said, Sadhimang Prapannam. Shishastriham Sadhimang Prapannam. That is required.
Guru expects from you that thing.
Actually, it is the process. A guru should not instruct anybody who is not a disciple.
That's right.
Because he is not submissive. It is useless waste of time. That is. Guru should not speak to anyone.
You are speaking to me. So I am...
Adu Gudvasram. The first business is to accept the spiritual master.
Sadharma Prishya. There one has to inquire about Sadharma. Sadhu Marganugamanam. One should follow the footprints of the previous acharya. This is the process. One after another. The first thing is Aru Gudbhasta. One has to accept the Guru. So, you should, I mean to say, check whether he is guru or not. That is allowed. It is said for 1 year, the shishya and the guru should meet together.
And don't talk.
The aspirant shishya will hear and study whether he is actually fit for becoming guru. Similarly, the guru will also study whether he is actually fit for becoming guru. Just like in our society, don't accept immediately. You don't need initiation immediately. First of all, leave for some time, then when he becomes eager, we give the first initiation, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Then after 1 year, when he's fit, he's doing everything else, then he initiates. This is our problem.
But if you don't, you have made me. Huh? So that is a misfortune of all.
No. What a learned gentleman.
He's laughing.
You are a gentleman. That is another thing, yes. And we are preaching, we must talk on the point of philosophy. That is another thing.
So we have made up now. Don't worry.
We are not arguing for disturbance. No. That is the way. You see, I am trying to...
That is nice.
Sometimes you say nice and sometimes you also fire me. So what these boys will understand about our relations?
You should be fired always. But if I do not say sometimes nice, then it will be dangerous.
These boys will understand that this is all about...
Srila Prabhupada, you can tell us the qualifications of guru and qualifications of disciple?
Yes. Very simple thing. Tasmad gurum prapadeta jigyasu sreya uttamam. This is the qualification of chela. Tasmad gurum prapadeta. One has to accept a guru. Who? Jigyasu. What kind of jigyasu? Kya bhav hai? Ye jigyasu nahi. Jigyasu sreya uttamam. What is the best ultimate goal of life? Such person will require a guru. Those who are interested in this material affair, they do not require a guru.
They require Einstein as a guru.
No, real guru means those who are interested in this material affair, they do not require a guru. It is a fashion. Such one has kept such and such guru. That's like keeping a dog. This is not guru.
Let us go.
Keeping a guru and guru, come here, guru. Not like that. That is useless. And this is the qualification of prayer. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. One who is interested in the absolute truth. That he requires a guru. And guru means Shabdi Parichani Snatam. Shabdi Parichani Snatam. Brahmani Upasamasram. This is the qualification. Shabdi is in the Vedic knowledge. He is perfect. Shabdi Parecham. Nishnatam. He has immersed himself in that ocean. And the result is Brahmani, he has no more material interest, simply Brahman. That's all. How simple is it? The qualification of Chela and qualification of Guru. As soon as Arjuna accepted Krishna as his guru, he immediately gave him a slap. Asachyananusuchastam purgyavadantubha. You are talking like very loud and mad, you are fool number one.
So you told me the same thing. Very good. I must be proud that I am going to be like him. That is what he means to say.
No, this is it. Guru's business is, when he talks much, it is all right. But mm-hmm. when he accepts Guru, slap.
You choke him up.
Yeah. How mildly he says, Asachyananusuchastam purgyavadantubha. You do not know what is what.
You are a fool.
You are a fool number one. Nanu Sochanti Pandita, he said. A Pandit does not like this. That means you are a murkha. Immediately he said, a Pandit does not do this. Now you learn. The body, either dead or living, the Pandit has nothing to care about. But the whole world is taking care of the body.
Because the world is body conscious.
Yes. Therefore, they are all, none of them are Panditas. Anyone who is in the bodily concept of life, he is described as ass and cow.
Gokhara.
Gokhara. Yes. You have heard so many things. Kalatradisu. Attached.
Wife and others.
Yes. Bhaumayudhi and land. This is my country. This is my home. This is Pujya. Bhaumayudhi. Ijja. Ijja means worshipers. All these leaders, so called nationalists, they are under the concept of this body. And their country, their home is worshipable. Bhoma is jadi. Yatitha buddhi shalile na karhiti jane suavi. Saiva gokhara. Gova kharova. The same thing. Go is little useful because it's supplying milk. And kharo is useful.
Well, we were giving milk of khara to the children in Jaja Hospital.
Yes.
Because that is as good as the mother's son.
Everything has got its use. But still, go khara is go khara.
This is also creation of Krishna.
Yes.
And useful.
Very useful.
Nothing which is not useful.
Useful, that's all. Again, you come into this. Therefore, everything is Krishna. That is not Krishna.
No, I did not say everything is Krishna. Again, you are misinterpreting me before these boys.
No, you'll come to that.
I don't come to that. I say everything is made by Krishna which is useful. Yes. Nothing is not useful. Yes. It's made by you.
Yes. Purnasya, purnasya, purnamalaya, purnamiva, purnamada, purnamida. Everything created by Krishna. That is perfect. He does not create anything useless. Just like this sea water is salty. Why it is salty? If it is not salty, then it cannot be preserved. Therefore it is salty. You have to take water, but it is made salty. The process is, it is distilled by the sun, and then you are supplied. Let's see how perfectly it is done. It is put onto the top of the hill and it comes as river. This is God's creation.
Complete.
Yeah.
Complete, we make it incomplete.
Complete intelligence.
How can you make anything incomplete? You have no power to take
so instruction from the complete.
So don't say we. We are nothing.
Yeah. We take instruction from the complete. Not partial. Partial instruction may be good partially, but complete is complete. The Purnamada,
Purnamada. How you explain that? How you explain that?
This is Krishna. Krishna is expanding himself in so many ways. Still he is Krishna. He is not impersonal. The Mahavadi says, but because Krishna has expanded in so many ways, therefore no more Krishna. Krishna is finished. Because this is Mahavadi. Because Krishna has expanded in so many ways, therefore there is no personal Krishna. This is Mahavadi. But the Upanishads say, no, even though he has expanded in so many thousands of ways, still he is Krishna.
But even Bhagavat, I think, says that even though he was born as a, in body, he was still so in his eternal place.
Yes, yes. That is Purna. It does not mean, that's why Ishvara Sarvabhutana Vridesha Arjuna Dishtati. He is staying in everyone's heart. That doesn't mean he is finished. He is still there. That is Krishna. Maya Tatamidam Sadma. And still, and don't think that I am there.
Avyaktamurti.
Yeah, Abhaktamurti. That is Abhakta. His impersonal feature, his impersonal feature is Abhakta. But his personal feature is Bhakta.
His personal feature is in Goloka.
No, Goloka eva nivasati yakila atma bhuta. That is Krishna. Although he is always existing in Goloka Vrindavan, he is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanachayantarastham. Govindamadi purusham tamahangalam. This is Krishna conception.
There was that one notable so-called incarnation. He supposedly lost all his potency. He said he gave away all his potency.
He's a rascal. What potency has God? Who? Any rascal who has called himself incarnation of God. There are so many rascals.
Wasn't that Ramakrishna that said he gave away? Wasn't that Ramakrishna said that he gave away? He gave away everything, he had nothing more.
You are Ramakrishna. Don't talk of this nonsense. Simply, they have misled.
Simply, you bhajo Krishna and don't think anything else. And you get all your intelligence back.
Therefore, Krishna has said, Mame, come. Don't go to these foolish rascals. Mame, come. Otherwise, you will be misled. Because they are misleaders, rascals.
You are so very hard.
The whole world is spoiled for this Mayavadi. Therefore, I am very much hard.
Well, I don't say hard. Hard and harsh.
Must be harder and harder.
Hard and harsh taskmaster.
I don't make any compromise with these rascals. Never. Never. I will never make that. If I don't get any disciple, I will be satisfied. But I cannot make any compromise with these rascals. I cannot make. If I create one moon, that is sufficient. I don't want many stars. That was my Guru Maharaj's principle, and that is my thing. What is the use of having a number of fools and rascals? If one man understands rightly, he can deliver the whole world. No. One way one cannot understand rightly. That is another rascal.
Understanding God is always supraconsciously done, never by the mind.
One has to understand rightly from the right person. He cannot. He is imperfect. How he can understand rightly?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. If a man has seen a place, that man will show you that place. That is how it is. Yeah.
But to reach that place, there are several...
Therefore, it is said, Tattva-darshinam. You have to approach a person who has seen the truth. Don't manufacture your own truth. That will be misleading. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigatse. This is leading intention. In order to understand scientifically, you must approach a guru.
And with a clean slate.
Huh?
With a clean slate of his mind.
Yes. Samit pani sotya.
It is complete spirit of submission.
Submission. Because
an inquiry also.
I am a fool if I go with a challenging spirit. What is the meaning of my challenge? I am a fool.
That is how we people are actually.
But the Westerners are not there. They never say anything against me. Whatever I say, that's it. We have got so many Westerners.
This education has created this. This sort of morose in the education system.
Yeah.
Inquiring is not bad, but inquiring of anything is...
Inquiring submissively, not that challenge. If one challenges to inquire, he never knows anything.
That is how even Yansen inquired himself so unchallengingly. That man was such a big mathematician.
Knowledge cannot be acquired by challenge. Knowledge is acquired by somebody. That is problem.
But I don't think I am challenging you.
No. Why are you taking?
I am fixing the arani with another arani. So you tell this boy I am not challenging you.
I am talking of the process, not of you personally. Yeah.
Otherwise these people can go with an idea that I am here to challenge you.
No.
Nobody can challenge anybody.
Not that. We are discussing.
Done. Submissively. Panipatam. Two things. Inquiry must be guided by two things. Submission and Seva.
First, according to Bhagavad Gita, most important is Shraddha.
Shraddha is the beginning. Adhu Shraddha, Tatu Sadhu Samya. Tatu Bhajana Kriya. These are the step by step. Ata Anartha Nivittishya. Tatu Nishtha, Tatu Ruchi, Tatha Shakti. Tatu Bhava. Sadhukanam and Premno, Pradhu, Bhavi, Bhavi, Krama. This is the Krama. Krama Pantha. Everything is there in our Vedic literature. One has to study it, cool headed, and he'll get the thing. Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness is based on Shraddha. That's why Krishna says, Mamekam Saranam Guruja. If one actually has Shraddha, yes, Krishna says like this, then I'll accept Krishna. That is Shraddha. Krishna says like this, why shall I surrender to him? That is not Shraddha. Krishna says, Mamekam Saranam Guruja. If one accepts this principle, then there is Shraddha. That is explained by Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar. Shraddha sadde vishwa sudhira nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. This is Shraddha. Shraddha sadde vishwa, firm faith. Yes, Krishna has said, then mami kam saranam bhaja. I will accept it. Even I do not understand, I will accept it. That is called Vishwas Sudhira Nishcha. And faith means Krishna Bhakti. If I surrender to Krishna, then my all perfection is there. This is called Shraddha.
Shall I ask you one question?
Yes.
What are the papas? And what are the punya?
Papa means so long you accept this material body.
Is papa.
Either you accept as material body as Brahma or an insignificant act.
It is papa. Anything which you make remove from God consciousness is path.
Just like outlaw. Outlaw means who does not care for the government law. Similarly, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Law means dharma, law. Dharma means to accept the laws of God. And what is the law? Sarva dharma an paritajya mamekam saranam. This is the law. If one does not accept this, then he's outlaw. Immediately.
And that is path.
That is path.
And anything which makes you remove from God consciousness is path.
Yes.
And that is what I think.
Yes. Anything, man, this is also. Krishna says you surrender. And if I do not surrender, that is path. Again, that disease. It is just because of a disease.
No, I want to ask, is that called punya?
No. What is the use of your serving poor? Are you serving the poor? Why do you talk like that?
No, we want to ask you.
No. First of all, are you serving the poor? Every patient is a poor and every doctor is
a fool. Every doctor is a fool, like me.
I want to ask you.
This has become a slogan, serving the poor. Where is the shastra? Where Bhagavad Gita is saying, serving the poor? You are yourself poor, how you can serve?
No, ask.
Yes, yes, that's all right. Ask. We should first of all, we should know that I am the poorest of the poor.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, let me become rich. Then I shall serve.